I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think they struggled from the beginning because of their very specific sexual nature to their relationship and to their storyline. Yeah. I will never forget him sticking his tongue out at Karen Huger.
Ugh, gross.
That was
so gross.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mia was not embarrassed. She did not care. She was
fine.
Like, I'd have a threesome with Karen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
Karen didn't ask you for that. Where's the consent?
We're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we're talking Potomac Season 8.
Oh my God. Guys, I've never been so thrilled. Oh my God, it feels like we're in high school talking about Laguna again.
It does. I'm so hyped for this.
Yeah.
Okay. Robin really thought she could hide her drama and now is backfiring, bitch, because this whole season is about to be about you and Juan.
The whole season. Bro.
Bruh. Like, you could have had a cute little blip, little moment last season. Now the whole season is about your mess.
You can't.
You
and
really fucked up.
It's nobody's fault but Juan Dixon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is all his fault. So if he wants to pout in these confessionals, he's not even in confessionals.
He's not even
pout around the house and pout getting his microphone on and talk shit about you to producers and do all these other things that he has done in previous seasons. He can no longer do so because he is the messy one.
And Robin's delusion is just so sad.
It is very now.
It makes me so sad.
Now it is sad because they did exactly what we told them to do last week.
What?
Where what we said have a circle with a dialogue.
Oh yes, yeah. They did the sister circle intervention, and she still sat there with the same, just doubling down on Juan's lies. Yeah, it's just sad because she spent 10 years, or we watched them try to get married, or this storyline of Juan not marrying her for so long.
Yeah.
They finally got married, and now this happens. So she's holding on to this for dear life because she almost feels like she has no other option. Like, I went hard on getting this marriage done. Now I got it done finally, and now this happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like she's in such a... between a rock and a hard place, and she's choosing, to me, the hard way out. But I guess, girl, it's terrible.
Yeah, I think it's like way deeper than that. Watching her in the circle, I was like, oh, she's being like manipulated.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, this is like very serious.
Yeah. She's like not there. She's not there behind the eyes.
Yeah.
Like, totally.
Like, oh wow, because they always gave roommate to me.
Yeah,
like, brother sister vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, an arrangement of sorts, sure.
Yeah, which is sad. I want
it's
more for
really
both of them.
Really sad, yeah. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting season. Tell me, friend, what are your initial thoughts?
Yes.
What are you excited to talk about this episode?
Yes, so it seems like everybody's storyline is very strong this season. We have Ashley, because I'm not letting Ashley go and her non-divorce.
Definitely not.
We're not letting that go, girl.
No.
And then even Charisse coming back is being useful in the first episode.
Oh,
usually she just sits there like a tchotchke in the middle of the table. Like, usually just sits there giving nothing professionally. Mm-hmm. But even in this, she gave more this episode than she has for the past three seasons.
Dang, so really?
Yes, girl. Oh my God. So oh, I'm very happy that Charisse is stepping it up.
Yeah.
And Karen, Wendy, and Candace, I would like to start a petition to start calling them the glow ups because the way all three of them look so polished and put together in confessionals.
Yeah.
Not every single thing, but you know, it's taste, whatever. Mm-hmm. Confessionals also in their like little everyday little like drink situations.
Mm-hmm.
They look so good.
Mm-hmm. They do. They're serving looks for sure. Karen's wig is on point this season.
Yes.
They are bringing it for sure.
Oh, Wendy looks great. Candace has looked great for a while, but they just the way they have glowed up during the season. And I'm not talking about Wendy's mommy makeover. I'm talking about her clothing, her taste, her
style,
hair style, right. Everything like that. Makeup as well. Everything just looks so good. And I'm so happy for the three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone could be the storyline. But I know Candace is going to bring some more because her husband likes to be involved. He's one of those husbands who likes to
very involved. He's a husband
sit in the devotional and he usually has a drink, a Diet Coke with him. Like he's been talking for a while. You know?
Right there.
So I'm excited. I'm just excited for everybody's storyline to be strong because that has not been the case.
Right. Not everybody. Yeah. Not everybody comes correct every season. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
What are you excited to talk
about? And then I'm excited to talk about when is the time to intervene in your friends' relationships, especially when they're married, in a way that's like basically, how important is it to gossip about your friends' relationships?
Oh, interesting.
Because I think this is a moment, and we, me and you, have also had this moment where we we needed to help out somebody. And so we need to sit here and be like, you think this is crazy over here? Because I think this is crazy over here.
Yeah, we needed to.
And we got to get together and do something to save our, to literally save your friend's life. So how important is it? And there's been a lot of talk. I think we talked about it actually. How important gossip is in society. How the Philippines, how they have no serial killers because so many people gossip and so many people know your life that they can't even get away with like killing more than one person. And so I would like to talk about that this episode.
That's a good one. I like that. Yeah, the gossip. When is it like a needed function?
Yeah. Yep.
To help a friend. Yeah. Okay. So we're seeing kind of sides already this season. So we have Wendy, Karen, Candace, as you said, Giselle, Ashley, Robin. Don't know where Mia stands. I'm actually really good on Mia.
Same.
She could have not come back
and I would have noticed.
I had a feeling. I thought she wasn't coming back. And then this weekend when I posted the thing on our Instagram, I was like, oh shit, she's in the cat. Like I literally forget about her. So she's back and we didn't see her with anybody. So I don't even know where she's going to flop this season. Seems like she's groveling for Karen. So maybe she'll try to get in Karen's good graces. But I know Wendy don't want shit with her. And Candace, I think, is good on her too.
Right.
So
yeah. Yeah, true.
I'm really good on Mia, but she's here. So there's that. Yeah. and then my last thought is I love that Giselle has a little man friend. And that she might have a little bit of a storyline this season.
Her own. Yeah.
Except I do think her storyline mainly is still going to be Robin. So there's that.
Yeah.
But the fact that she's bringing in a relationship is going to, I'm happy for that. Because oftentimes Giselle's one of those people we talk about. She don't really be bringing in. She don't. Her story is always somebody else's story. So I'm hoping we see a little bit of this Jason character and hear a little bit more of the relationship. I don't know how much she's going to give us, but I'm happy to see it at least. Okay. And what I'm excited to talk about. So on the same vein, I feel like your question was inspired by Robin, obviously.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
In the same vein. So your best friend is getting blatantly cheated on and is in denial, being manipulated, what have you. What role do you play?
Yeah.
Like what's your responsibility as a friend in this situation? Really want to talk about that. Would also love to hear from the Rose Garden, from the community. Stories, what worked for you, what didn't work. Like, I'm so curious because I've never myself been in this situation. But you see the responsibility and the weight that Giselle in particular, because that's like her bestie. Like, the way that she has on her, of like she has to play a role in helping her friend get out of this situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is that the role you need to play? Do you have that, you know, is that the responsibility? What is it? Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's that. Friend, we got a lot to talk about this.
Oh my god.
Damn. This is the first episode.
This is the first one.
First one. We just inching back in.
I know.
Good lord. All right. Well, before we dive into the recap, let's talk about BravoCon.
BravoCon! WrestleMania was this weekend! Let's go!
Ted as our WrestleMania.
Oh my god. It is, it's always, it, last year was the inaugural one, so we didn't know. And I remember saying this on the pod and saying this to you. I remember thinking in the beginning, who would ever line up side the Javits Center to go see Vicky Gunvalson and drink a White Claw? And by the end of the weekend, I was like, why didn't I go to this?
I'm so mad. Yeah. Dead ass. And also last year, we said this too, like it just snuck up on us. Like it didn't even.
Yeah.
It was like happening that week, and I was like, oh, wait, what is this thing that's happening?
Yeah.
This
week? Yeah. I think it snuck up on them too. I think it snuck up on NBC Universal as well.
Right.
Yeah. The success of it. But let's
BravoCon
talk
about part two, Vegas. Tell me, friend, run me through the highlights.
Yes, so some of the highlights. Number one, I'm sure you already saw this, Bryn's shoes stuck in the elevator.
I did. That was Bryn's shoe. Yes, it was. I did see that. In the escalator, I mean.
In the escalator, yeah. Yeah,
oh my god. How
yeah.
they get stuck like that? God damn.
I think the shoe, you know, Louboutin does this. The skinniest heel you could possibly ever wear.
Yeah.
And that shit got stuck, I think, between the ridges of the escalator.
God damn.
Oh my god. And watching them try to get it out, all the service guys were like,
oh, I didn't see that.
They were in emergency mode, and Bryn was like, oh my god, you guys are so crazy. I got my shoe is stuck. So weird.
Creating content.
Oh, it was so, it was a lot.
Love it.
And then, okay, Roni Legacy with Ramona on the panel. We have a preview.
I saw.
Did you see the preview?
I did see the preview.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we have Kelly already on another planet. There,
always.
Mic'd up, lit up, another planet.
Yeah. What's going on with her?
I don't know. She also looks different, and the I was like, I recognize that voice, and I do not recognize this face. Like, what?
They do become back with like different people.
Yeah, I don't. That makes me sad always because she has daughters. And then we also have Dorinda already saying an iconic line. Iconic. Eagles don't fly with pigeons.
But pigeons, yes. Dorinda is. I mean. Just lines on lines on lines. She's the best. She's one of my favorite housewives.
Me too. Me too. Yeah. Oh, damn. That's what we should have started with. We should start with our Mount Rushmore of housewives.
Oh, yeah. I need to figure mine out.
You need to figure it out. Okay, so next episode. Stay with us, guys.
Yeah.
Next episode. That'll be a pre-show. We have a lot of bitches falling. We have Luann falling over the chair in fully
Always.
Seated on the earth, on the ground, toppling over. And then I don't know if you saw this. I saw this and I can't find it. The Summer House Martha's Vineyard season 2 trailer.
I did not know there was one out. I did not see that. I definitely didn't see that.
I
what? They filmed that already?
Yeah, they filmed
this
summer.
I guess this last summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I saw it and I couldn't find it again. I was very upset, but Amir has a girlfriend that I know. As of May of this year, Amir had a girlfriend. So I'm assuming he had the girlfriend going
during
in.
The summer. Okay.
We'll see.
And then we'll Jasmine see. And Silas are expecting a baby.
And she's pretty solidly pregnant. So I'm assuming she was early pregnant then.
Right. Yeah. She's like pregnant. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't see that one. I got to watch that.
Yeah. I saw it on a live and I was like, oh my god.
Damn.
It was Preston like screaming at Brie, screaming from the other side of the table. Yeah. I was like, yes!
Preston is tired of her shit.
No,
as we all
so
are. God, Preston is me every episode.
I know.
Fuck.
He's
such
a man of the people, Preston. Mm-hmm. He's great. And then we have Kyle from Beverly Hills, who did a lot of defending of her separation, which must hurt a lot. She's like, defend her divorce. That sucks.
Yeah,
that is very hurtful.
So are they, I feel like they keep going back and forth. So I don't even know where they stay now. Are they divorced or are they separated?
No, they're separated, but she said divorced. like at a, on a panel.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Damn. Yeah, that's really sad.
I can't. That's really sad.
I know.
That's a long-standing couple. God damn.
27 years they were together.
And grown kids.
I know. She said and all of them live at the house.
I know. Fuck. I saw that. It's like all three of the girls. What? Damn. Oh, that's sad. And also, like, we've heard Mauricio rumors all the time, yeah. Whatever, but we've not like seen it on the seasons. So to go from like 0 to 100, now we're divorced. Yeah. It's like whiplash for everybody.
Yeah.
That's sad. Damn.
I know. So that was just sad to like watch her during the whole thing. I was like, oh God.
She's crying terrible. And stuff, right?
She was crying on the panel. I was like, oh God.
That sucks.
And then last two things, Potomac, hosted by Rachel Lindsay, who did an impeccable job with these ladies. Yes.
Nice. Love it. Great. Love it.
Robin answered a question, and this was before the premiere, and she was openly booed. Never good. Never good to be booed.
The fans are mad. Yeah, the fans are mad. They're big mad. Yeah.
She was also the victim of a great joke from Andy Cohen's opening line. He said, thank you to Bravo for paying for everybody's hotel room so that Juan Dixon didn't have to. Fantastic.
Andy.
A1.
That's how he started the panel.
Numbers are back. The WGA is back, baby.
Damn.
Yeah, that's how he started the Bravos, the award show with all the... So every housewife, every summer house, every Family Karma, everybody was there.
And Robin just has to sit there and take that. Mm-hmm. Fuck, that is will drive me to drink.
Oh my God.
And he's big mad. He's not gonna let her. He's gonna keep digging at her. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Crazy. I don't think he's ever gonna forgive her.
No.
For all the shenanigans that she pulled last year.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
And then, friend. Oh my God. Mm. Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, what happened? I didn't catch that one.
First of all, they had to split the panel into two because that's how much they hate each other. They won't even sit on the panel together.
Oh, my God. Wait. Two different panels?
Mm-hmm.
Who can't sit with who?
So there's a couple of new ones. So there's Danielle, who's one of my favorites.
Okay.
I really like her. She's a new Staten Island chick. She's like, I like her a lot.
Yeah.
Then there's another newbie. I think her name is Rachel, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And they both have beef with Jen, who is friends with Teresa.
Okay.
So it's Jen, Teresa, Jackie, and who else was there? Jen, Teresa, Jen.
Oh, Danielle. Okay. I know this face. Yeah.
Yeah. Jen, Teresa, Jackie Goldschneider, and then
Dolores. Maybe. Dolores still-
oh yeah, Dolores was on. She was on the other panel with the newbies. Okay. Mm. And then Jen Fessler, I want to say, who's like a new one, but she's a good addition. She's a good friend of.
Okay.
But and then the other panel was Margaret, the two newbies, and you know they all have how involved the husbands are too.
They're big on. Yeah.
So the husbands got beef. It's crazy. So it's like the most divisive housewives franchise. Like they are wild.
They can't be around each other. Fuck.
So it was, and the Ron J panel was hosted by Michael Rappaport, who is not my favorite person in media, but he's very good at his job.
Okay.
So they had the panel. They had people come up for questions.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about these last two questions that were asked by fans.
Oh, God.
Some bad bitch got up there and said to Teresa's husband, to Louis, you have 10 words or less to tell me what your job is. Woo! I was like, yeah, let's go!
Wow! 10 words or less.
10 words or less. And it went like this. You got 10 words or less to tell me.
Held the 10 fingers up.
Held the 10 fingers up, baby. And was counting. He was like, I do social media. Like, she was. Like, brilliant. She interrupted him mid-sentence. Was like, you're done.
Yo.
And everybody was like, yeah.
She said enough of this bullshit.
Enough.
I've heard enough words.
Enough. Like, we're tired of this. You got, like, fired from your company or some crazy stupid shit. We're supposed to feel bad for you. What do you do, bro? What are you talking about? And then the last question. Okay. Somebody got up there and said, Jen, how does it feel to be this far up Teresa's ass?
Ooh. Damn. Said it with her chest and looked her dead in the eye.
Dead in the face. Dead in the face. And then Teresa got her microphone up and she said, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, God. Yo, these people are bold.
I was like, New Jersey, let's go.
I know. I need the stats. Where are these people from? Where? What county in Jersey? That just sounds like that gives Jersey energy.
It gives such Jersey energy. Definitely. And as soon as that person came back to their seat, they got a standing ovation from the section.
Wow. Everybody just stood up and said, yes. That's all I wanted to know. Yeah. Thank you. Enough of the bullshit. I love that.
So iconic.
Dang. So what did Jen say?
So Jen was like, do you know what a good friend is? Clearly you don't have any. A good friend stands by someone no matter what.
No.
Yep. Yep.
Woo! Damn. Oh my God.
Bitch, we going next year.
We going. I'm absolutely going to be there 1000%. I'm not missing this next year. I'm not missing it.
Nope.
Oh my God, I love that. I didn't see the Ranjay stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Few other tiny things I saw. They had the Roni reboot panel. Jenna was not there. What are we doing with Jenna? Jenna was absent. Jenna's at an event. Doing? What are we doing with Jenna?
Yeah. I don't like this. I don't like her. This she kind of like throws Bravo away.
Yeah. She doesn't need it.
But you do though. Because nobody's buying those eyelashes. So you do. You do need it. So let's not.
She thinks she don't. She thinks she's Jenna Lyons. Then she'd leave. Be bad. Then I don't know leave. Why she. Exactly. Then leave. Yeah. Don't be here. You don't want to. So. Mm-hmm. So that was one thing. Okay, Vanderpump. I had to die when I saw your story.
As soon as I heard Hannah, I was like, "This is Natasha." She had money from me.
The best theme song of all theme songs. The way that teaser gave me so much life on Friday. Because you know when the show is on, that's exactly how I sing it. So
y'all don't know this about Natasha. She sings a cappella, sing any everything. Jingle, song, anything. That's why I thought it was you. Oh my God.
I just love that. I mean, the teaser for Vanderpump came out. That's a whole other thing, which we're turning in January. Cannot wait. Sandoval, the narcissist, is still filming. He's there, obviously. He's still there.
He's like one girlfriend away from a mental institution, I feel. Right?
I don't know. This guy, he seems to be fine. That's the thing, though. Like, I don't think he's going crazy. He has always been like that. He's always been a complete narcissist. Whether it's good press or bad press, he just wants to be talked about.
Yeah.
He wants to be there. Yeah. He is doing just fine. He sat right up there on that panel getting booed every time he opened his mouth.
Oh, my God. Horribly.
And he's so fine to show his face. He doesn't give a shit. So we already see next season. He's there filming. They're like literally at events where Ariana's here. He's over there.
Yeah.
Like trying to like keep the separation. Like it's going to be a disaster. And they're still living in the house to get like it's it's going to be a disaster.
Oh boy.
Apparently Sheena is still like team Sandoval. I don't know what Sheena's doing, but she's still hanging out with Sandoval.
With Sandoval. Yeah. She was really hurt by that. And I guess that was really her friend. I don't know.
I guess.
I don't know.
There's no sides. You're on Ariana's side. Period. There's no side.
I know. There is no sides. I agree. No this side. Is a circle, bitch.
Yeah. But
I think, like, if we think about narcissists, right? Somebody who releases a song as terrible as Good as Gold and then puts it in an Uber Eats commercial and has the nerve to put it in a recording studio as if she was singing and didn't put that on a voice note on her phone to send over to whoever was the intern at Sony Records that day.
God.
Like, you know, she's also up her own ass.
She is. Far. She really is. So. She is, you know, a step away from Sandoval.
Yeah.
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 But that I'm very excited about. Vanderpump coming back in January. And then small thing, Summer House, Lindsay and Carl saw each other for like the first time in like a very long time. And it was awkward. It was definitely awkward. And but both keeping it very like PC. Apparently, you know, Carl has come by the house to pick things up, but that's like the literal only time they see each other. And Lindsay got her digs in, you know, people, she got her little digs in, but apparently Carl has had some really good media training, because he's just every every press, every everything, the question is about his engagement, and they say he's just like clockwork, just given his little answer and not being rattled and standing by his decision to end the engagement. And that's that. So crazy. Oh man, BravoCon. What a fun time.
God, what a fun time. It was Paige's birthday.
Paige
DeSarbo.
Paige from Summer House. It was her birthday.
Yeah, it was her birthday. So she wore a lot of no pants outfits.
A lot of yes.
And by a lot I mean two, but that's enough.
Still,
that's enough for me. Erin.
Erin had Erin underwear that was just undies,
and she had a leather underwear on. And I was like, girl, these little tiny cakes, these little Debbies, you don't have to have these out, girl. you don't have to have them out. Like, we don't have to do this. I like a complete outfit. I just saw somebody on TikTok put up a full leather jacket zipped up and tights. And go out in Houston. And I said, now, I don't know if I'm getting old, but I just feel like that is underwear that you are going in. That is an undergarment.
You don't have on pants, very blatantly. You have no bottoms on. Why?
It's November. Why would you do that? Oh, man. I don't know. I just felt a way about it. I feel like it's incomplete.
It is. Right? Not feel. Not feel. It is a fact. It is.
And I will say, Sai turned it out with the outfit.
Oh, I need to look.
She looked.
I saw what she's wearing.
Fantastic. She was wearing Christopher John Rogers. She was wearing YSL. She was wearing Stella McCartney. She was showing these girls how to do it. Her and Uber.
Really? Okay. Sai ate up the reunion. We never talked fashion about the reunion.
Oh, my God.
That was one of my favorite looks of all time.
Ever. Yes.
Dead ass.
Same. Yeah.
She ate that shit up. So I got to look at her BravoCon looks. I miss it. What a time. Yeah, she starts fashion. Okay, sorry, I'm on her.
Oh my god.
She's her bringing Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
She serves fashion. She's bringing fresh off the runway. These are the little Summer House girls are like fresh off of Zaro.com.
Wearing no pants.
Wearing no pants out here. Wow. Okay, Sai.
Right? She looks very good. I was like, damn, this is your job.
Yeah.
I want all of these things now.
Yeah. Right. I'm like clicking on all the links, saving shit. Dang.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a time. We will be reporting live from BravoCon next year.
You guys, I don't care. I just texted our friend. I said, I don't care if this is on the moon. We are going to make it to BravoCon next year.
Oh my god. Anyways, it's popping on Patreon, y'all.
It is.
If you want to listen to this episode ad free, if you want to watch us on video, all on Patreon. We are also covering Golden Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise on Patreon. So yeah, lots of bonus content. It's a good time. Patreon.com/2BlackGirls1Rose. Become a member of the Rose Garden, and you can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. So why not? Speaking of the Rose Garden, shout out to you. We love you guys. Everyone, please continue to rate, review, and subscribe. Find us on Instagram. Find us on TikTok. Tags in your story. Share us with the world. Let everybody know we are watching Potomac.
Potomac.
We are covering it this season.
Yes.
Justine, do we have any lovely church
announcements? We do. Yeah, we do. Shout out to Antoinette, who was in the watching the marathon yesterday and apparently saw you, girl.
Oh my god.
I was like, whoa. Hey, yo. Oh my god.
Sometimes dead ass, I feel like I've said this to you before too. Sometimes I'll be just living my life walking and someone looks at me extra long.
Yes, I do the same thing. And I'm like, are we playing Negro Geography? Or do you follow my crazy podcast on my phone?
Does my hair look cute? Or are you like recognizing me in some way, shape, or form? The other day we walked down together. We got spotted together. That was fun.
Yes. Yeah. Shout out to you. Shout out to you, girl. Hey. Oh, and then I did want to shout out also Zakiya, who emailed us about Benton City, Washington, where Faith is from on Golden Bachelor.
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, Zakiya, very smart philosophical professor of the arts and sciences, has moved around a lot in the Pacific Northwest.
Yes.
And so she told us a lot about the area, and her and Tracy actually this same day emailed, Tracy texted me this, about Faith's, like, the exact places that she lives are some of the most conservative places in the country.
Oh, interesting.
Like KKK meetings at the Dunkin' Donuts level conservative in the country. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I know nothing about Washington. Damn.
I know. They're hiding.
They're hiding. They open them for us.
Like how we all know Chicago is like the worst place to go, and you'll get shot in the face if you land in the airport. Like, you know what I mean? How they brand Chicago?
Yeah.
They don't brand Washington like
they
that.
They're not branding it. Ooh.
But that's exactly what the deal is. I was like, yikes. Oh, like two academics told us, watch out for the people because,
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well,
so we'll see.
One of the nice ones.
I don't want to follow them now. I don't ever want them to post on anything ever again. I don't want to see anything. I'm good to go. I just want to enjoy and finish out the rest of the season.
Please. So. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it for Trish announcements.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this recap, girl.
Let's do it.
Now, the editing of this season opening.
Yeah, they do a good job.
They were having fun in the editing season. They have this shit looking like a 1980s sitcom with the laughing track. They introduced the show as Potomac proper, all the different characters. Then we get a little like teaser of what's to come this season. So we have Karen is going to be giving us some crazy looks in the confessional.
I know she always gives, she gives Wrestler a lot. Or a Marvel villain.
Marvel villain, Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch, yeah. Bryn shoes hanging out. Those could have been, that could have been Karen on the other end.
Could have been Karen, yes. We also know this season we have a new girl, NECA, who would be joining. She's going to be introduced as Ashley's friend.
Yeah.
I don't never trust none of Ashley's friends.
Nope.
So.
Because them last ones?
Them last ones.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so we have NECA. We don't get much from her from this little teaser, but she says her daddy's a rich bitch, and we see her thanking her husband for buying a $2 million house. So, new money, tacky.
Which
is kind of perfect for this group.
It is. Honestly. It's great for any housewife. And I remember Monique was like that, too.
Mia too. Mia's now in her rented mansion, but Mia came in the same way. So seems pretty on par. We see Ashley, there's gonna be a moment Ashley asking Mia if she married her husband for money, and Mia saying, well, I might have,
like, duh, bitch.
Yeah, obviously you see his face. Yeah,
what are you talking about?
What? Candace is pissed because Michael Darby's suing her still. What suing is he suing her still for?
He was suing her back in March of this year.
What happened?
I feel like it's defamation of character.
For what?
Which all of us need to walk around with the same nerve as Michael Darby.
Bruh.
Because anything that anyone has said about you is warranted.
And there's documented proof. Yeah, there's documented proof photos, somewhere.
No signed NDAs.
Yeah.
Apps, logins, profiles,
screenshots,
video, audio, like, there's proof of
the
anything.
Nerve, yo.
So,
the nerve. So there's an active lawsuit still happening. That's going to be a mess.
Yeah.
We see Giselle, Ashley, and Sharice coming down on Robin. A lot of Juan saying, I don't care. I don't care.
I think you do care. That's it's time for you to care.
It's time for you to care. But he really does not care. He don't even
know. No, he hates her.
He hates her. He does. He really does. NECA is going to be claiming that Wendy's mom is doing voodoo on her.
I don't like that.
So that's going to be a thing. Nika, you're gonna have to bring something else, because I don't want to this Nigerian woman versus Nigerian woman angle that you're coming with.
Right, this stereotype v stereotype.
I'm not gonna do this with you. And why are people always trying to put Wendy in this, like, Wendy versus, like, dark woman versus light skin? She's always battle. In some battle like that. I'm so tired of that. So Nika Reddy is on my last nerve. So anyways, we open the episode for real. With Robin and Juan. So that's where we're starting. That's where we're going in. So last year, lest we forget, Robin asked Juan if they should have an infidelity clause in their prenup,
which he scoffed angrily at her at the notion that they should have an infidelity clause, knowing he probably has these girls sorted out. He probably has spreadsheets of these DMs that he has to respond to.
Spreadsheets. And does he not, have a history of cheating on her?
Yeah, he does.
Okay, I'm sorry. Robin gave herself the illest setup.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Oh, of all time.
Of all time. Juan, you have a history of cheating. She should have put that infidelity clause in and said, boom, sign this nigga.
Yes.
You asking a cheater if he's going to cheat again? And the answer is dependent on how much you and your children are going to eat?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Come on. And how much he's going to get of your earnings. Because I know. I know. Oh. They 50-50 at this point. I don't get NBA nothing.
No, please.
They 50-50.
Like, he ain't got two pennies to rub together. That nigga's broke.
I know, because they got their money stolen. They've been through a lot together.
They've been through a lot. Financially, they've been through a lot, yeah.
They've been through a lot. They've had kids together. Like, they really are family in some sort of convoluted, crazy way. But for when you're talking business, because she's talking business at this point, and we see her later missteps with business. Yes.
Oh my God. So yeah, we see that moment from last year. We see them getting married. And then we open up with Giselle giving us the tea on the bitch in Canada. The whole hotel receipt incident. Ooh, everybody knows by now, this girl posted receipts with Juan's signed signature. And he's been claiming up and down it ain't real. We get Robin on Reasonably Shady reciting her and Juan's Rumpelstiltskin ass bedtime story of a tale of this bitch in Canada. She goes on Watch What Happens Live. She says the same story to Andy and Ebony K. Williams, who are also like, everybody's looking at her crazy.
Yep. Lest we forget, friend, she also offered more details of this story only on Patreon. And I think that was the nail in the Andy Cohen coffin.
Yeah.
That's when he was done. He said, oh, no, no, bitch. No.
Yeah.
Because you would try to take his money. Daddy Cohen's money. You don't like that.
Yeah, he don't like that. That's true. Damn, I forgot about shit.
I didn't.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, so we got all the clips of her, you know, saying the story all over the place. And then we get Karen in this blonde 80s like kiss
side part very Gene Simmons wig.
Motley Crue ass wig. And she's giving us the tea on the laundromat pictures came out. Which was really bad. Very embarrassing. This is already after Hotel Receipt Canada Girl. Now we get Juan in the laundromat with one of his ex-employees, Coach Bree, they call her. And so that was the second thing that came out. And then the third, we have Giselle and Ashley giving that tea on the nail salon. So same woman, right? Coach Bree?
Yes, I believe it was Coach Bree as well.
And Juan at the nail salon. So he's all over Potomac now. Just all out here.
Somebody said that shit on Twitter. Somebody was like, he cheats on her in broad daylight all up and down the BW Parkway. Fuck, man.
Yeah. Broad daylight.
Damn, daylight.
That's his same alimony, though. Like, it's broad daylight. Of course I'm not cheating.
That's
what he's trying to pull.
Yeah, hiding in plain sight type shit.
Hiding in plain sight, exactly. So all this happens, mind you, they just got remarried.
Yeah, like 2 weeks prior to this.
2 seconds ago. So first scene we get this investigative discovery, it's suspenseful, it's music, like Dateline NBC shit. We're at Robin and Juan's home. She's mm-hmm. putting wedding photos into frames.
Yep.
Juan comes home. You see these cute little pictures that are cute little sons, the true victims of all of this.
Honestly. My God. And when I think about it too, her kids are so fucking witty and smart and funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, Robin really is a shell of who she was, because she's not smart, witty, or funny. And there's no way your kids can come out this smart, witty, and funny without you being something like that.
Yeah.
They picked up something from you. Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, damn, Robin's probably, that's probably really hard on Giselle.
Because it's not her friend. She's like talking to like a ghost of Robin past, the way she'd be acting. Ay, ay, ay. So Robin and Juan, they're sitting on the couch. They're rehashing the quote unquote noise, as Robin puts it. The noise. Hotel receipt girl. It's all noise.
Right.
Not calling it what it is. Calling it noise.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So Juan is just, you know, it's so stupid. I was just being nice. You know me. I give $100 to a homeless person.
Here we go again. I'm so nice. That's why I fucked her. Because I'm so nice.
Ugh, gross.
What? Oh, like.
Sicko.
It's sick because he's trying to figure out how far he could take it.
Yeah.
And now he's really taking it the far. I think this is the farthest you can go.
Yeah, yeah.
Besides fucking in the house and not walking in, this is as far as you could go.
This is, getting away with actual murder. So he tells the story again. She lost her wallet at the casino. She reached out to me. She was here to see the Ravens player dude.
Girl. And them niggas is winning. I know, because I have a Baltimore Raven damn near that I'm with right now. And they are the most winningest, money-havingest ass team.
Right. So she couldn't call her Ravens boyfriend to come pay this receipt. She had to call you. Juan. Robin.
And I will again say, if this lady is from Canada and she lost her wallet, she could not get back to Canada. So how the fuck
did she get out of the country?
How did she get out of the country?
Oh my God. So his whole thing, as we said, is he's doing this in plain sight. So he's like, I know it sounds weird, but like, it's the truth. And is looking her dead in her eye as he says this.
Mm-hmm. Just calling her a moron.
Straight moron. Yeah. And even Stevie Wonder could see Juan hates Robin. He hates her.
No, he just disrespects her so blatantly.
She's literally sitting there putting pictures of their sons, black and white printed photos from the most beautiful day of their wedding, of their sons. And he's looking her dead in her eye and just lying to her. He does not like this woman. He does not respect. He has no ounce of respect for her. He hates her.
No. Didn't even have her best friend at the wedding. Like, Giselle was really hurt that she wasn't at that wedding.
I know she was, sick. So Robin flat out asks him, you know, well, you're at the hotel room with this chick. Like, why not go for it?
Yeah.
Why not pay for it. Why not go for it?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, did you see her? So now the chick is ugly and he wouldn't touch her with a 10-foot pole.
She's so ugly. Right. Yeah, that's it. Not the fact that she was there to visit another man. We can't even keep the details straight. Nigga.
Oh my God. Did you see her? The worst.
So then why were you DMing with her? What is, like,
it doesn't make sense. Justine, you can't make sense of it.
I'm dying. Please.
I know.
Oh my God.
Save your anguish. People, we cannot make sense of any of this. It makes no sense. So,
no.
Yeah. So Robin's like, you know, well, we worked through it. It's been a year and a half. You know, everybody's like crucifying me for not sharing it on the show. And everybody she's referring to is mainly Karen and Candace, who have been, you know, doing the rounds, you know, interview, tweeting, just saying how pissed they are and how betrayed they feel because of all the campaigns happening last season, and you had all this mess going on in your life and you didn't feel like you needed to share.
Yeah.
So then we talk about laundromat girl, Coach Bree. Yep. It was the same girl at the nail salon. And Robin's like, well, you know, I knew you guys were just going to the laundromat. You know, Coach Bree is one of our friends, yada, yada, yada. One thing I thought that was interesting. All of this is a lie. This is all a lie. But she mentioned the laundromat, saying she knew about that. Like, you told me you went to the laundromat, y'all were doing whatever. Right. She didn't address the nail salon situation. Laundromat, right. Okay. And the story is they were washing some jerseys or something like that because they work on the same team together. Something. That's what he said.
University with no washer, no dryer.
Sure, sure. Yeah. But even if that is it, sure. Yeah. Why is he at the nail salon, though? Something about that feels way more intimate to me than the laundromat.
He was paying for that girl's acrylic set.
Paying to get her nails for that done. Bitch's
filling. Okay?
Right. But she skated over that one, didn't address that one. It was just like, I knew about the laundromat. It's fine. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Then we talk about Juan losing his job. Mm-hmm. He says it's because they weren't winning, but the streets and the media are saying he's, you know, this whole...
That he's difficult to work with. There was a lot of stuff around...
Really?
Around him.
Okay.
Yeah, around, like, him working with different women. I remember there being multiple stories from multiple different parties about Juan being difficult to work with administratively.
Administratively. Okay.
And then the court case obviously didn't help. And then it also doesn't help that you are openly treating your family like garbage on television. Trash,
so... So all around, Juan is just a mess. He's a terrible husband, a terrible partner.
Yeah.
What are we fighting for here? Like, I don't. What's happening?
Honestly,
it's not even nice to her. It doesn't seem like he even likes her.
Nope.
What are we fighting for? Why can't we co-parent from two separate households? Like, why? Why do we need to still be locked in step together?
I don't know. And you know what I really don't know, friend? You know what I really need the answer to the question to? Why doesn't Robin have a boyfriend?
Why? What is she hanging on to with Juan? What is the value he brings? He's broke. He's not even bringing money. So no what job. Is the value?
You have a homosexual husband living with you. Yes. While you are making all the money, you are famous. You are so famous. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you, like, go get a man from, where could she get a man? Anywhere. She is beautiful. She's if I was Robin,
gorgeous. Yeah,
please.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh my god, gorgeous. Yeah.
I don't know this tether she feels to him.
To like monogamy. Mm-hmm. I don't understand the monogamist
with him
in her with yeah, him
with him in particular.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand his value add. So
I remember when she was on vacation, every time she on vacation, them kids late for school every time, or they just don't go.
Yes, I've seen that too. She calls and they're home at the house. She's like, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Dad, let us stay home and eat Chick-fil-A all day. Like, what? It's Tuesday. What are you talking about? Even assembly.
What? Assembly. Oh my, yeah, what is the value add? Somebody give me the answer. What is his value add? I don't understand. Why would I hate
the way I would be with Amir from Summer House Martha's Vineyard?
Yes,
the way girl
all around Bravo can't find me anybody else, but you going home to him?
Yeah,
oh Lord, so sad. Next, we see Karen, Candace, and Wendy. They meet up for drinks.
Yeah, they look so cute.
Look very cute. Candace sporting a Barbie core. I never hate Barbie core. I feel like I love every Barbie core outfit.
As long as time. Doesn't matter how long. We can go do this for another year and a half.
We can. We really could. I love it. Wendy was, to me, giving like Selling Sunset drama.
I was just going to say she was really serving a cell at like what I want Chelsea to look like, actually. Yes.
I mean, Selling Sunset is all about the drama.
Yeah.
Their outfits. Chelsea takes it to like just somewhere else that doesn't need to be taken.
Yeah.
Wendy's giving us a nice like it's drama, but it's like in the middle ground, which I like. Mm-hmm. This like red accordion top that I feel like I see all over Instagram. I don't know what brand is. I might see the cheap knockoff version of the designer. I don't know, but I see that top all the time. And I love it. So it's been 3 months since the hot mess of the reunion. Karen just wants to check in. Really, she's checking in on alliances. Where do we stand, ladies? Who are you in good with? What's happening? And then, of course, they immediately dive into Robin because that's what we're going to talk about all season long.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me. It's been really stressing me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
Long, guys.
All season. Yep.
Oh, Lord. So yeah, they're all big mad about Robin because she targeted all of them last season when she was hiding her truth. So
Damn.
And then Candace reminds us how Robin on Watch What Happens Live says the reason why she didn't come forward with the Juwan mess was because she was waiting for Karen to bring it up.
Can you imagine going after the Grand Dame?
The nerve.
After the Grand Dame and her 87-year-old husband saying that they're the reason why you and your raggedy excuse of a husband did not come forth with your truth and then tried to sell it for $5 a person? Girl!
And Robin didn't even say it with, like, she wasn't even saying it like a joke. She literally was like an Andy in the face. It was like, I thought Karen would bring it up. And Karen never brought it up. So that's why it never came up. Like,
which,
girl,
Karen did bring it up.
She did.
I don't know why she even said that.
That was a lie. She did bring it up. She absolutely did.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord. So then the three of them then debate, like, what is Robin and Juan? Like, is that, are they even married? Is that, like, a weird arrangement? Like, what is that little duo? What do we even call
not a
that?
Duo.
It's not given husband and wife, not given marriage. That's for damn sure. So what is that? Great question. Next, we head on over to Ashley at Seaside in the City.
Yeah, her $2.2 million house.
Yes, and the SpongeBob little flute music they played.
It was very,
why do they do that
to Krabby Patty?
The Krabby Patty little music.
Yeah.
Her place is cute. It's 4 beds, 5 baths, 3,400 square. It's a big ass place that she got. Her, Dean, and Dylan, her little 3-year-old, her 2-year-old, and the nanny are, living this cute little life in her new little house. Michael Darby, his name is still on the mortgage. So there's
that. As she wanted it to be.
Yeah. Ashley makes it very clear she's not in any rush to.
Yeah, she's dragging her feet.
She's the one that's dragging her feet. She does not want this divorce to get finalized because, as she said, she doesn't know what's going to happen to her financially.
Jesus Christ, Ashley. God. Because it's not just Ashley, and it's not just Ashley's kids, it's her mama. There's a lot of people who are riding on Michael Darby's little allowance that was being given out every month.
How
could you not be, like, protected, ironclad, and your only job is to be a real housewife? Y'all only shoot 3 months out of the year. What are you doing the rest of this time?
What are you doing, Ashley?
Oh,
Lord, what are you doing? Oh. So Giselle calls to check in with her, get the tea. Mm-hmm, she also saw Michael and Ashley were recently in Bahamas together. Ashley says they were, she said it was just, they were just co-parenting as friends. Ashley, it's messy. She's going to have to be messy. She's going to have to maybe give it up a little bit every now and then to Michael.
Oh, God. That's the
I'm so sorry, but that's the situation she's in.
Yeah, it is. Fuck, I didn't even think about that. Ew.
That's real sad, but that's where she's at because she's not confident and stable on her own two feet.
Yeah.
She's still very much tied to this man who, as she said, he pays child support. She told Giselle he pays child support. He paid the down payment of the home, but he still does not pay alimony.
Alimony.
That was part of their prenup, was that he's not paying alimony. And we were reminded with a little sepia tone flashback to reunion when she told us. Ashley, I hate this. I hate to do this.
I hate this.
She's my Becky of every week for this.
No!
This is one of the dumbest one of the dumbest moves I've ever seen.
This is bad.
This is really bad. You lay down and with this geriatric sex offender, bitch, who is also a serial cheater. And you let him shoot the club up raw twice.
Twice.
He cheats on you every 5 seconds. There's documented evidence. He cheats with men. He cheats with women. He is just out here in these streets. And after all of this, you're getting nothing.
Nothing. And he's cheating on you and y'all were loose. Like, he's cheating on you. You all were having threesomes and doing all kind of, like, all, just loose out here. You know what I mean? Which worked for you, for Ashley, which I was happy about. That's your arrangement,
sure.
But the fact that he can't even go and restrict himself within those incredibly loose boundaries is, like, he wants to fuck Juan. Juan is his last concubine that literally, he wants so badly.
His last conquer,
I can't. Oh, my God, I can't.
All of that, Ashley, and you're still sitting here in your confessional saying, I'm unsure of what my financial future looks like.
What's going to happen? And you've been on this show for a long time. I'd say I would argue fan favorite.
Definitely.
For a lot of people.
Definitely.
Honestly, it really does make me mad, the fact that she doesn't have a divorce line with someone like a I don't know, come and get it type of fashion line of cheap clothes.
Like a partnership or some shit. Yeah.
Something.
I don't know. She's just, she's really not the brightest star in the galaxy.
Yeah, she's not business minded.
She's not business minded. She's not surrounding herself with the right team at all.
Yeah.
And so this is the best arrangement she's come up with. So.
Fuck!
It's devastating.
Just halfway divorced from this nigga? Oh, God.
Going to the Bahamas as friends.
Co-parents.
To co-parent. I cannot...
I don't know a whole lot of people like this. So it's incredibly frustrating to see somebody who's so non-business minded.
Definitely.
In such a prominent, primed place for business.
Yeah.
Married to Michael Darby.
Right. Like. I don't get it. But anyways, Giselle invites Ashley over to basically have an intervention with Robin, who is out here looking crazy. She's like, we need to save our friend. We head on over to Giselle's place. She's with Jason, her new little young thing. They're making sushi.
Which is so unsafe.
This raw fish out here, this man who claims he knows how to cook. So Jason is from Summer House, Winter House. Mm-hmm. So he's in the Bravo universe. Mm-hmm, he is 16 years younger than Giselle.
Yes.
He was apparently introduced to Giselle via Ashley because Ashley, once upon a time, was dating Luke.
Yeah.
He was also on Summer House, Winter House. Now, Jason, I had to remember, I'm like, who is this? Like, he didn't make a big splash on Summer House. And I think he was on, like, maybe one season of Summer House, one season of Winter House, maybe.
Okay.
I was not a huge immediate fan of him. I just... usually don't trust any of the black people on Summer House off rip.
Okay.
Because immediately I'm just like in your IG, like, where the black people at? This, like, role, like, you only hang out with white people. or what?
Yes. You know? I feel that same way because as soon, even if you don't fuck black women, you should at least align yourself with the black women in the house. Right? Get like extra good friendly with Sierra, and the other one, Gabby, Maya. And Maya. You should be automatically like on their team defending them. You know what I mean? And just align yourself with the black girls because they're gonna, you know, they're gonna protect you. You know it.
So he, yeah, he was there before Maya was there. So it was just Sierra, I think. It was just Sierra in the house. But all of them, even Sierra, you have to. You have to earn my trust. If you are stepping into this show called Summer House, you're gonna be the only the lonely black. I'm immediately in your Instagram like, what's this girl about? Sierra, I've come around to, although I still sometimes side-eyed her because she had a whole thing with Austin, I think his name was, from Southern Charmed.
That's a hard no.
And that was crazy to me that she even entertained his ass. Maya, I've kind of always liked Maya, so there's that. And then Gabby Prescott.
Gabby Prescott.
Not a huge fan of.
I know, me either.
Not a huge fan. So.
And I don't even watch that show.
You even watch. See? So, Jason, I had a quick little Instagram post with, or look with Jason. He has some black friends up in the crew, so it's okay. But anyways, he is, him and Giselle have been, you know, canoodling or whatever. He's met the daughters. Grace, the oldest.
Yes.
Gives him an A minus.
That's very good.
That's pretty good. I
She's
know.
The only one with sense in the house. She's the matriarch of the family.
She is the matriarch for real. She is the matriarch. She gives him an A minus. One of the other little
the twins
comes out, makes sushi with them, and you know, she seems like Jason is around, so she seems like comfortable with him, which was cute.
Yeah, that's nice.
And then we also learned that Giselle Grace is going to college. So
no, so now we're without the matriarch. That's problematic.
Just all these twins and Jason.
Yeah. And a 37-year-old boyfriend? That's destruction.
I know. Oh god. So that was cute. Now Mia and her old dusty grandfather husband. They have recently
I can't with them, yo. I can't.
Oh, Lord. A mess.
They're just always struggling in some way.
Always struggling. They start off, there's always this couple. They start off so strong. We're rich. We own this business. We have a 13,000 square foot house. And then by season two, they're renting an apartment, a little townhouse. They sit in a confessional talking about what had happened was like.
Oh my God. And they're always, you know what is so crazy too, is that I think they struggle from the beginning because of their very specific sexual nature to their relationship and to their storyline. Yeah. I will never forget him sticking his tongue out at Karen Huger.
Ugh, gross.
That was
so gross.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Mia was not embarrassed. She did not care. She was like, I'd have a threesome with Karen. What? Yeah. Karen didn't ask you for that. Where's the consent? Oh my God.
So, and also just like, I'm so used to Karen's husband. What's his name again?
Ray.
Ray, who I said looked like God. I'm so used to him. Like, just an old, just even, what's his name? Nene's husband.
Yes. Yes. Greg. In the background.
In the background.
Lovely.
They shuffle in. They shuffle out.
Literally shuffling. Poor Ray is literally shuffling.
They shuffle in, they shuffle out.
Yep.
You give them the respect. Yep. They have cute little one-liners. That's
always. Usually play devil's advocate.
Yep. This man, as you said, the sexual energy that he brings is so creepy, yo.
It's creepy. It's so like creepy. Financial and job aside, which is most likely their storyline all season. I've always thought they were weird. They're weird with Jacqueline. Definitely fucking Jacqueline, the two of them. Oh God,
so gross. So yeah, we open up with Mia and that man Gordon. They have recently downsized, so they went from an 11,000 square foot home to a 15,000 rental home.
I don't think it's 1,500 square feet
or 1,500.
I've been looking at apartments. They got three kids. There ain't no way that apartment is 1,500 square feet.
Yeah. I'm not sure what it is, but
It's probably like 3,000, 3,500, something like that.
Yeah. But they've had to like massively downsize their life because Gordon was voted out of the family business.
How is that even allowed? A lot of people aren't reading their contracts down in Potomac, huh?
Clearly. A lot of bad business happening. Where's everybody getting their MBAs? Because this shit is like, what is this? Well,
or even,
No business sense for people who have businesses and like franchises and like multiple, like seemingly complex. They have a board they were talking about, like complex, not just not a small business, like complex businesses.
Yeah, it's a franchise. The Joint Chiropractic. There's one by the yoga studio.
Yeah.
Like it's, they're all over.
They're all over. But no one seems to have any type of business sense. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So he was voted out of the family business. Mm-hmm. Mia says she is still not sure why. So she's even unclear as to what happened.
There's some clause that says you could vote out the CEO if you feel like it.
He's saying the family was saying that he wasn't listening. And so that's why. So he's saying he doesn't even really understand why either. And apparently he's owed $500,000 and they are currently now living off of savings. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. I didn't hear that number. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
A friend, I have a would you rather.
Oh, okay.
Would you rather be married to a broke old man or a cheating ass old man?
Cheating old man. Definitely a cheating ass old man. What?
Yeah, thank
you. Because the reason, Ashley and Mia are both there is the money.
100%.
You know?
And he not even bringing that in. So why are we here? God.
And that's why they're getting divorced. Yeah. I really do. I'm like.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a confirmed. I feel like she said, like, well.
Yeah, Mia.
Wait on money. So,
what time it is and what she was doing here. So let's be clear. Yep. Oh, my God. A mess. Now, Gordon, he was in a deep depression. He was also really upset because Mia was questioning him because she doesn't even understand. Like, one minute we're living here and we have all this money and the next we're not. And you're being ousted out of the business.
And Mia gets my Becky of the Week because, girl, you were the director of marketing at this place. Why didn't you come in with your young, sprightly eyes in mind and say, listen, this contract is really fucked up. Right. I know you're the CEO, but your brother could vote you out and take all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And once we get on TV, people start hating. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's carrying these bags around. I'm sure she's absolutely awful to this family. I'm 100% sure. And, as you know, she had apparently lunch with her ex-boyfriend's mother, went to Atlanta without him knowing. Yeah, girl, what? Yeah, this happened last reunion. Never. Yeah. So, she's always in the last chair at reunion. Wretched. So why didn't she have the wherewithal as a sprightly young wife to defend her husband, who is, like, at the end of the day, you're not just defending Gordon, you're defending the money. You defend the reason you there.
Yeah, you're defending your family. Hello? This is our way of, this is our livelihood.
Yep.
And how am I sitting here on the other
side? Yeah, that's right. Yeah, she's a foster child. Like, she's been through some shit.
And I don't understand how we're on the other side here and you don't know anything.
Yeah.
You're looking around like, what happened? What happened, Gordon? And he's just telling you nothing. And you're like, I don't get
it. And he's depressed. And you're like, get off the couch. Girl, he's 70 and just lost all his money. And he knows his wife is leaving. That's why he's depressed.
I don't know. These arrangements these women find themselves in with these. They're bad pickers. Because I see what you was trying to do. And I get it. Get the bag. But why you choose this one that don't have no business sense? Like, why are they always choosing the one that don't know how to operate?
I don't know. The ones who are going to like really rescue them, though. A lot of these men who do this rescuing, they have like arrangements. They don't have marriages.
They
have like very consistent arrangements with young ladies that are not marriage. But.
Oh, Lord. So there's been allegations of embezzlement. He said they didn't audit. They found nothing. So
yeah, I'm sure they didn't.
It's all fine.
Yeah.
So that was that. Now, Mia, going into this season, she's claiming she's making lifestyle changes and that she's giving up hard liquor. Not all liquor, but hard liquor specifically. And she is upset over things that she said to Karen last season, like when she accused Karen of, like, fucking some dude in a nightclub bathroom or some shit.
In the bathroom.
some random ass quote unquote rumor that she heard and just had to bring it up and say it on camera.
Made it up.
Just made it up. So she's hoping that giving up liquor is going to change or help her ways.
Yeah. I don't think so. That's like saying you're going to give up sativa and just do indica. Like, right. It's not really.
You can still drink really wine. She's still drinking wine. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Gordon called her out.
Called
too.
Her all the way out. Like, so what's any difference?
Yeah,
what?
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, next we have Candace and Chris. They go for a picnic.
Yeah.
Candace in this giant pearl headband.
This crown
pearl head that looks like fucking trident. What's the
oh my King god? Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Under the sea. Candace said this was the hardest year of their marriage.
Yeah.
And they replay, you know, Giselle's accusations that Chris was coming on to her. Ashley said that Chris DM'd her.
Yeah.
The Muppet Girl and her foolishness.
Okay. All right. Deborah. Okay.
She looked like a Muppet. Candace really, really hit the nail on the head with that one.
Candace's one-lines are so fucking good. Really all is. BravoCon weekend, people were saying, not today, Satan, not today, Nick. All weekend.
She's really good with the shade. She's really good at her words. So Candace, she's been on tour for the past 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Planning another tour.
Mm-hmm.
She has spent well over six figures, she said, last year for this tour. The band alone is $50,000.
$50,000. I didn't know that. Wow. That made me want to see the breakdown for Renaissance so bad. I want to see the spreadsheet so bad. So bad, girl.
It's just not cheap.
No.
You got to pay for a saxophonist, a guitarist, a drummer to travel around with you for 3 months. Like,
yeah.
And they have to be fed and clothed. That's going to be about 50 grand. Sounds about right.
Yep. This is like a sports team or something. Like, this is the same budget for, like, a college sports team.
Right, you got to get the assistant. They got to do
the trainer.
It's literally, yeah.
Well, apparently you can watch them at the laundromat with Juan Dixon and Coach Bree. Anyway, oh, my God. I'm sorry.
She said the goal this year is to make a profit.
Oh, Candace, this can't be a hobby. Candace, please.
We can't be doing this. We need profit. But you know what? We need to be in the green. This is a lot of money. We need to be in the green. This is a lot of money. You know what?
She did win the Bravo for best song this year. For Drive Back.
She did. Okay. She did.
Mm-hmm.
Her songs have a bop. I will give her that.
You know, my friend James. Hey, James. Shout out to James. Love James. He has the tour merch, the t-shirt, the album. Oh, my God. Pre-ordered.
At the City Winery. He was. Yep. Mm-hmm, oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
And all that persuasion, I was like, you know what? Drive Back is not bad. It is not bad. Does not have a bad voice at all.
That we do know. Yeah. So, Candace and Chris, they talk Robin again, topic of the season. And Candace said Robin is like, that's her homegirl. They're like friends. Candace said her and Robin are like that's her homegirl. And, you know, she's now questioning, because last season Robin was supportive of Candace. When Giselle was even bringing up her foolishness about Chris going on to her, Robin was even looking at Giselle like, stop. But Candace is now questioning if Robin was only supporting her to deflect from her own mess and only to like save her ass. If it was self-serving, which yes, probably was. But she says that's her homegirl. She really wants to have like a for real sit down with her. So that is to come. Candace and Robin, that's her homegirl for real. Like I do remember Candace or Robin really standing up for her last season.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think like prior seasons, because you know I've missed a season or two.
Yeah, you've missed
of Potomac.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I feel like Candace had a lot of allies when the whole Monique situation happened.
Okay.
And I feel like Robin was one of those allies. Robin and Giselle both.
Right. Okay. So that's where that's stemming from. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now time for the Robin intervention at Giselle's.
Oh my God.
Oh, Lord. So Charisse and Ashley arrive to Giselle's construction zone of a home. There's always work being done. Why? This is starting to turn into Chateau Charest. This is like...
I know.
It's just very piecemeal. I guess, yeah, you gotta do what you can. You got three kids.
You know?
You gotta do project by project.
I guess. She's about to go to college. Yeah. I don't know why they went to Dubai for spring break.
I don't know why.
You know, sure. That's the priorities that are aligned with them.
Right, yep. I guess so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So. They're all coming down the stud. Not even the stud, like the ramp.
No, the rock. They all were like doing that thing where you try to stabilize your core, yeah. But having both hands out.
There's no stairwell, God. There's no rails, nothing. You're just freewheeling, trying to make it to the backyard.
Oh my God, Giselle, what's the insurance on this, girl? One of these bitches falls in your house, they are absolutely going to go sue you.
all of them will. Oh my God. I will call out though, Ashley's confessional outfit, this purple.
Oh my God, the flower one?
Well, that one was cute too. We didn't even talk about that
really
one.
Cute.
That one was really cute. This like purple galactic superstar. Like,
oh yeah, that was cute.
Oh, those are my favorites of the episode. I love that one.
Ashley has stepped it up too.
Oh yeah.
Because she always looks like Clearance Rack, but she looks good now.
And she needs to keep the curls because that bob from the reunion was disgusting, horrid. When she has her natural curls out or a little curly piece, I don't care, but keep the curls. I love it when she has the curls out.
Yeah, me too.
So anyways, Sharisa, Ashley, they arrive, they prep to do the sit down with Robin, and their game plan is to address this delusion that Robin is living under. Ashley and Sharisa have been through similar serial infidelity issues in their marriage. That's why they're here.
Oh my God, that's right. Sharisa was Sharisa's husband was Juan's coach in the NBA.
Oh, he was a coach.
Carl. Yeah.
I was about to ask you to remind me because I don't remember what Sharisa's mess was. So her husband was doing all the same.
Oh, doing all that. And then he was a coach for Rutgers. He was a basketball coach for Rutgers. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, so Giselle employed the right two people to be here.
I know,
they're coming from experience. All three of them. All three of them. That makes me so sad. Oh
I know. They have had beautiful a debate. Beautiful women. They have had a debate on, I want to say it was on Horrible Decisions, but also on Reasonably Shady as well. Who cheats more, basketball players or pastors? And they could not decide which one.
Damn.
So write in if you know. If you know the answer.
All three of them. Terrible. So Ashley, she, again, must be nice to be Ashley because now she's on the other side. So now she can speak with, like, wisdom. When she comes with her wisdom.
God. Like, oh my God.
Something a new normal. I don't know, guys. Like, Ashley. Jesus. I was trying to think about it. The difference between Ashley, though. Ashley, she didn't always deny Michael's cheating ways because the writing was on the wall.
That's the thing. It was on camera mostly.
It was on camera mostly. And so she just, he did it. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. And they also had an arrangement.
They also had a little.
Which Robin doesn't claim.
Marriage situation. Yeah. Which Robin doesn't claim.
Yeah.
So, anyways, Robin arrives. She's looking very cute in this fashion over dress.
She looked like she's going to the club. She looked like me in 2010.
She was giving basketball side chick.
she was giving baller alert.
Baller alert.
Girl, what is this weave? What is this ruche? Yes, All-Star Weekend. This ruche dress and this heel in the middle of the day.
All-Star Weekend at 40-40. I don't know why. All the rest of them had them like these floral, flowy dresses. And then
a nice spring day.
Yeah, this outfit was crazy. Oh my God. So Giselle kicks it off and she's like, look, this is an open forum. We want to support you through this wand foolishness. Open forum to talk.
Yeah.
Awkward silence. Offer it.
I know, because this was, as we learned, this was 3 weeks after the Watch What Happens Live taping, which means that it was like 5 weeks after a failed Patreon attempt. So we have a business moment between two friends as well, right?
Damn. Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's like a mutual business decision. If we were going to do some shit like this, you had to talk to me first before you said on the mic. Like, same here.
Yeah.
We got to do pros and cons. We got a list right back here. You
see the white paper up there, y'all?
You see Okay, you see this whiteboard session? Yeah. We get to work, okay? So that is also something, right? Because now Giselle is in Andy's bad graces because of the business decision they made with their Patreon. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's very layered between the two of them.
That's a good point. Yep, that's true. Yep. Mm. So Robin says, you know, the laundromat story is a straight up lie. Coach Bree is a good friend of theirs. Mm-hmm. She knew the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then again, you know, he's not dumb enough to be affectionate in public with a woman. So come on, guys. This is obviously fake.
Do you?
The way she's just leaning in, like, come on. Like, you think he's this dumb, guys? And they're all like, Robin.
I think you're this dumb, actually.
You are the dumb one. Yeah.
Do you think she was trying to throw a little bit of shade at Ashley for that? Like, he wouldn't do this in public type of thing?
Because all of Ashley's situations were all public. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Robin's supposed to do with this. I don't know what she's trying to do with this. I really don't. I can't get into this headspace. It's loony.
That's how you know she's being manipulated, because he's gaslighting her into thinking that it's common sense, what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah. And then she's trying to spit it back to her friends, like, guys, this is common sense. And they're all like, what? Robin, blink twice, like, please. Oh my god. So Ashley calls out how the optics are terrible. She's just a friend, whatever, that's fine. The optics are horrible. You just went through a hotel room chick. Like, why is he at the laundromat with another chick? Like, this is crazy. It looks terrible. Robin claims that she warned Juan, like, the block is high. Maybe you should stay home. And his reply was, well, am I supposed to just sit in the house? What am I supposed to do?
He always gives her such sass. Yeah. He's so sassy with her.
Very sassy. Yeah. Yeah. Just attitude. God. Always got an attitude.
All the time. Am I supposed
to just sit in the house?
In the house?
You ain't going nowhere ever again.
Yeah, we got a washer dryer in here, nigga.
Right.
You are supposed to sit in the house. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
and she's like, you know, well, they're friends. I'm not going to tell him and Coach B to end their friendship. Like, I don't care what the media says. I know what it is.
Why don't you?
Yeah. Why do you have such little care?
You know, like, that's another gaslighting trick. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, why should we care what they say? The media, they're just hater. They. Girl, you have a podcast. You part of the they. That's number one. Number two, you want a goddamn Real Housewives.
Yeah.
So you are a huge part of the they.
Huge. Huge.
That's also that.
Yeah.
And then, you just have to stand firm in logic and really wrangle this up, because
she's given up all hope. I mean, it's pure manipulation. She's literally repeating back the things he's been saying to her.
He's saying to her.
Her voice isn't anywhere in there. Yeah, her voice, her common sense, that logic. Like, there's none of that in there. It's just regurgitating what he's told her to say, basically.
Yep.
So Charisse is like, I mean, are you good?
Oh my God.
Like, we're just here as friends now. Like, you good? You happy?
And she knows, Charisse has known her for years.
Yeah.
So she knows that she's not good.
No. And she looks unstable. Like, you sitting here in front of your friends, like,
in a club dress in the middle of the day. God.
Let's start there. Why are you dressed like this? Like, you're not well. I don't get it. Oh my God. So she's, you know, Robin's talking about, my joy has been stolen. It's all these noise, the headlines, which you could just hear Juan say. You just hear him calling this noise. Like, that is noise. So his words. Oh my
and
God.
Haters. And these people are miserable and all of that narrative.
Yep. Ignore the headlines. It's just noise. So she's saying, you know, my joy has been stolen, but it's not Juan's fault. It's not his fault. I don't give a fuck. It's just the pylon. It's the pylon of the media. It's not Juan's fault. Oh, Lord.
What? You are the media. You have a podcast. Oh, my God.
So they're all looking at her crazy, because they're seeing now, like, there's no getting through to her. Like,
I don't think there's a way to do this fairly on camera. I don't think so.
Yeah, without completely just, like, laying her out looking crazy. More crazy than she already does. So
yeah, because if you were her friend, let's put this into a real situation here. Because if I was her friend, there was no cameras, I would say to her, do you want your children to turn out like this man?
Yeah, let's get real with it.
That would be my first question.
Yeah.
If you don't, why are you still married to him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is this man and a role model for your sons?
Yep.
Plain and simple.
That's it.
Yeah, but they're not doing that on camera.
Yeah, they can't do that on camera. That's so fucking mean.
The meanness that you need to give as a friend, though, but
yeah,
it's complicated on camera, so I get it.
Yeah.
Oh my lord. So Robin, again, you know, well, if Brie was big and fat and ugly, like,
here we go. We got a little fat phobia thrown in. We got a little European censored beauty we got going here. Mm-hmm. Okay, Robin.
Well, she was fat and ugly. Like, no one would care. No one would even be talking about this.
I think they would. I think they would say, wow, that's why he's leaving. He wants a big girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I would say. Right. I would be like, look at the big girls winning again.
Yeah. And Charisse made a good point. She was like, my ex fucked everybody, all shapes and sizes. Like, what everybody. Are you? That is not, what are you talking about?
Mm-mm.
What are you, we're not doing this.
Mm-mm.
And Charisse got very emotional. She's like, your situation is very familiar. Like, I gave him 1,000 passes when I knew the truth.
Yeah.
I knew it. And she basically said to Robin, like, you're in denial about the Canada girl thing. And when I saw you on Watch What Happens Live, my heart was bleeding for you.
Yes. Yes. Because she did that in private. And this girl's doing it out on the world for the world to see. She did this shit like with her friends and in her circle, which is embarrassing enough.
Watch What Happens Live, saying this, these lies out loud is my heart was bleeding too, Robin. Fuck. That shit was embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So Robin just doubles down on the hotel receipt story and says, you know, him communicating with another woman was like such an issue. You know, we addressed that, though. We've dealt with it. And she claims she would put him out the house if more bullshit came out.
Yeah.
And her whole thing is like Juan's story. His explanation is so crazy. It has to be true.
It has to be true.
That's where she's at.
Yeah. Because she's like, it's almost like she's brainwashed or something. Like, it's so bad with her.
Oh, yeah. She's totally, like, brainwashed, I think.
Oh, manipulated.
Just fully released all control of her logic. Just completely gave it up.
And I really wish she had done exactly what this is sooner. Because I would have a lot more empathy for her.
What do you mean?
I did not know she was this brainwashed. I just thought she like wasn't paying attention, or she was busy raising these kids, or he didn't have a job, so she had to be out here selling these silk line hats and doing this podcast and selling live shows and like working, doing this whole thing. I did not, and he just like hated her from the side and shaded her all the time and never showed up to anything and whatever. I did not know she was fully in on this and is brainwashed into thinking that this is actually the truth. That makes me feel sorry for her in a different way.
And I think it's gotten worse after they got married, because now they're locked in for 10 years. I mean, she's not locked in, but that's how she feels for 10 years. It was like, well, y'all get married again, you're gonna get married again, like that was her whole storyline, when they're gonna get married finally. They finally happened, and all of this came out.
Yeah.
So she's even more in deep in her head. So even if she was being manipulated and swindled before, like, she's like fully gone now, because this is like her, she has to stand up for this. Period. Point blank. That's how she feels. Oh my god. So Ashley, Giselle, Charisse, they all know they're not getting anywhere with her, and she is living life according to Juan, as Giselle put it.
Yeah.
And Giselle just says, you know, one day it's gonna bubble up and explode. And she she knows that's gonna happen, and she's ready for her friend when that happens. So and that was the episode, my friends.
My god. Oh my god.
It's gonna be a long season. Whew.
Yeah, I'm thrilled.
I can't wait. We got a quick little preview of next week's episode. So Ashley brings her friend NECA, who is Igbo, like Wendy. And we later see a sit down between Ashley and Wendy about some article coming out calling Wendy Osu. And NECA says Osu is terrible.
I think Wendy is, Ostefo is her last name. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I looked up what Osu means. I'm hoping they're going to have a full debrief next episode. But apparently Osu is like the outcasts of like the caste system within Nigerian culture.
Oh.
And so NECA calling Wendy Osu is like a big insult.
Oh,
but then also is also fucked up because Osu being terrible and like just even perpetuating this idea of like outcast.
Yeah.
Fucked up NECA.
Right. So right.
That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, so we're already starting off with this Nigerian woman versus Nigerian woman.
Yeah. We're starting off with a caste system.
A caste system. And NECA's riding in on that coattail, which is just very odd for me.
never good, especially on, I think, on a black show to come in with like the white supremacist ideal of your country. Never a good idea. not good
and
at all.
Why would I'm a fellow Nigerian woman and I'm already planning to not come in and be friends with Wendy is also fucking bizarre to me.
Like, yeah.
This is a cast of super light-skinned women, all of them. Like, besides Candace. Right now, who's this? Candace and Wendy?
Candace and Wendy.
That's it.
That's all we got.
Yeah. And I'm going
to we fought for as a fandom.
We had to fight for these ladies because nobody else was. Karen sometimes was kind of there.
Karen's there. Karen, she knows. Yeah.
Right. But for me to come in and already be trying to toe-to-toe with Wendy and not on Wendy's side as a fellow Nigerian, like, I'm already like, who the fuck is this NECA girl?
Yeah. Even with these little crazy businesses that Wendy has, the candles, the book, and event planning, whatever the fuck she got going on. Why can't we combine? Why can't we get this going into something that's actually real? You know?
I know, Wendy.
Let's get on Jackie Aina's YouTube channel. Let's get this going.
So she's coming in next episode, and then it looks like Ashley's hosting maybe like a housewarming or something, and Robin's going to arrive, and it's going to be very awkward because
arrive again dateless.
I know, again dateless. Ron nowhere in sight because obviously. And then she's already done the sit down with Ashley, Charisse, and Giselle, but now she's gonna have to face her arc nemesis. Karen.
Oh my God, Karen.
Candace, Wendy.
And Mia.
So she's going to have to do the whole thing all over again. Sit there with her lies.
Yeah. Oh my God, that sucks. That Robin's really sucks. Allies are the biggest mouths in Bravo. Damn.
Yep. So there's that.
Well,
and that's the episode, friends.
That was it. Oh my God, what a great time we had today.
Justine, what did we learn this episode? Take us back.
We learned that it's actually very, very important to tell your friends when they are dead wrong and making hopeless decisions. And it is very important, especially if you have something in common, like the thread that all four of those women had with Robin. It is actually very important to talk about and to gossip about in private so that you can save your friend from brainwashing and in public embarrassment. And in other situations, you can actually save your friend's real life by doing this, I think. So I think it's actually very, very important. If you think that your friend is like weird or they're annoying or whatever, don't gossip about them. Just sit and let them be weird, annoying, or whatever. Or if they have some arrangement, if they're non-monogamous or something, don't talk about that shit. Like, that's just them. Just leave them alone. If you have a situation where your friend is being brainwashed into a different person, time to start gossiping.
Yeah. It's time to everybody join forces. You have a little side group text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Do a little, you know, situation where you guys get brunch together and talk about your friend.
And make a plan for your friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How are we going to support her? How are we going to help her out of this? What are we going to do? Lord.
What about you, friend?
So my question was around same thing. When your friend is like being blatantly cheated on, like blatant is so obvious, and she's just completely in denial, like what is the role that you play? So for me, the way I thought about it, my role is to make it very clear to my friend where I stand, and that is on planet Earth. I am not going to pretend with you. Sorry. I'm not going to pretend. I'm never going to waver from my position. My role is to be your mirror for when you say these asinine things out loud. I'm going to repeat them back to you so you can hear what you just said out loud. That to me, that's my responsibility. I feel like it's, I'm there, of course. I'm going to love you. I'm going to support you. You know, let her know that always. Yeah. But also let her know that I'm going to reside in the truth. So you're going to have to leave your delusional lies to yourself. I don't want to hear them unless you want to hear me say them back repeated to you.
Right. I was just going to ask you, do you think that by being that truth base, that it actually makes you more apt to know more from the friend because they can kind of like land home with you? Do you think it's like that? Or I guess it depends on the friend.
It depends on the friend. It might actually, honestly, it might make me learn less because that friend's probably going to withhold because they don't think I'm going to be a safe space or whatever the hell. Right. but that's just going to be where I'm. I'm not going to go off on Mars with you. I'm not going to. I'm not going to turn my back on you. So that I will definitely make clear, like, I'm there as a friend, as a support. I'm going to love you up and down, whatever. But until you're ready to live in truth, like, I just think that's just where I'm going to be. And I hope that will, that approach, which I kind of feel is a similar approach that Giselle is kind of having with,
I think so,
with Robin right now.
Yeah.
She's making it very clear, like, I do not stand by any the story that you're saying, like, at all. I'm hoping that me living in that space, she knows that when she eventually all of this shit cracks under pressure, because none of it makes sense, and she's ready to call back to the truth, I will be there. So even if in the moment she's like, you know, I'm going to guard some stuff because Tasha's not going to go there with me.
Right.
I hope she knows at the end when it all cracks, she can come right on back, because when you're ready to hear the truth, I've been spitting truth. That's been consistent the whole time. So come right on over.
Right.
But yeah, I think that's what Giselle is doing. I think that's how Giselle's operating. She's holding Juan accountable. She's holding Robin accountable. She's just waiting in the wings, ready to catch her when she falls, ready to key his car, bleach his clothes whenever she gets the go ahead.
Same way that she was ready for Juan when he wanted to propose to Robin. She was like, okay, this is what you guys are saying.
I'm here.
I'll help you. I've known you for however long.
But I also live on planet Earth. So just know when you come over here, what you're going to get and the energy I'm going to bring. And that's not going to waver because you want to be manipulated by this man. No. You ain't going to try to manipulate me.
I know.
Hell no. What do you think? Have you, been in a situation like this before? I've not been. You have. With a friend who's being.
More than to once.
That was a friend that was being who was being cheated on so actively. Obviously. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like to. Sometimes being the mirror isn't so much like how you said repeating answers. It's actually what you said in the past, which is actually asking a lot of questions. And trying to get back to logic. I don't do a whole lot of like repeating back and forth. That has never really been successful to me. And I have always walked around with the notion and I believe fact that if you talk shit about your friend's man, they will leave you. Doesn't matter how shitty that man is. They will never speak to you again. So, that's happened to me in high school. My God, that's happened to me in high school. Oh my God,
Talking shit, that's gonna run them away. I don't want to talk shit. I just want to make sure you know that I'm not buying any of this. I'm not gonna actively talk about your man at all. I might not talk about him ever. I might not even ask him about you because I'm not going to go there.
But I think asking a lot of questions, clarifying questions is helpful. And then asking a lot of questions about them as a person. How do you feel? I would go really in on that joy being stolen.
Let's dissect it.
That's where I would go. Not less of like Juan and doing his stuff, because he's always gonna do his stuff. But you are changing. So let's talk about why you're changing and these negative effects that these things have had on you, which is really difficult to watch your friend go through that. It sucks.
It's terrible. Oh, what have you guys learned through helping your friends?
Please. Yes. Has this happened to you guys?
Has it happened to a friend? What's the best course of action? Do you see what Giselle is doing? Do you think that mode has gone to help Robin? That's what Giselle's hoping, to help Robin in some way. How do you handle a situation when your friend is being so blatantly cheated on and she's just like not residing on this planet? Email twoblackgirlsonerose@gmail.com. Let us know. Friend, this was fun. I'm so hyped for this season. This was really fun. So easy. I love this. Join the Rose Garden at patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose to unlock videos, Golden Bachelor content, all that good stuff. Rate, review, subscribe, and we'll be back next week.
See you next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.